Hi, this is Lisa. I saw you on my caller ID, so I hope I'm calling the right number. I don't know if it's you, Christine, or Scott. I imagine you're calling me because of Dewey, and I'll be home tomorrow if you want to give me a call. I don't really know what's going on with Dewey. She's all mad at me because it's such a stupid, long, freaking story, and I'm so tired of it. I'm so done with it. I'm so done. Here I sit with $1,000 worth of phone bills, and I'm sick of it. And she doesn't even care. She could care less. But that's neither here nor there. I don't really care. Anyway, if you guys are calling me up to bitch at me because I'm contributing to her alcoholism from 2,000 miles away, you're wrong, because I've been sober half this time. Yeah, I've had my beers. I've had my times. But I'm sitting here minding my own business at my home. I can't help it if she calls up and she starts badgering me and bugging me to do her little freaking dirty work. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. And then turns around. Things don't go her way. She likes to blame everybody. And if you haven't noticed that about Dewey, it's always somebody else's fault. Always somebody else's fault. Tessa's fault that there was wine bottles in the car, which it was the cop's fault because he's an idiot cop when he pulled her over for the DWI. It's Grandma Edie's fault because she lost her house. It's everybody's fault. You know, I mean, that's it. Everybody's fault except Dewey, because she can't take responsibility for her own actions. And I've had it with sitting there walking around on eggshells around her and babying her and listening to her sob stories and letting her put her head on my shoulder and cry it out. You know, I've always been almost the big sister to her. And then what do I get in return? Slap in the face every single time. And I don't know why.